This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Police in Nashville, the largest city in the U.S. southern state of Tennessee, say the school shooter legally bought 7 firearms in recent years and hid the guns from their parents before killing 3 children and 3 adults at a Christian school.
We also don't have a motive at this time. We feel that these students that were targeted were randomly targeted.
Metropolitan Nashville Police Chief John Drake. The victims at the Covenant School on Monday include 3 9-year-olds and the head of the school. Shooter Audrey Hale was a former student at the school. U.S. President Joe Biden says he's done what he can do. Now it's up to Congress to help curb gun violence. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The president says he's exhausted his executive authority.
I can't do anything except plead with the Congress to act reasonably.
That was here at the White House before leaving for North Carolina, where the president renewed a call for lawmakers to ban assault-style weapons.
Why in God's name do we allow these weapons of war in our streets? And at our schools.
The president says he knows people wonder why he keeps unsuccessfully calling for a ban.
Because I want you to know who isn't doing it, who isn't helping.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
Officials say a Russian court has convicted a single father over social media posts criticizing the war in Ukraine and sentenced him to 2 years in prison. His lawyer and activists say the case was brought to the attention of authorities by his daughter's anti-war drawings at school. The case has drawn international attention. It's an indication the Kremlin is intensifying its crackdown on dissent, targeting more people and handing out harsh punishments. This is VOA News. The global response to Russia's invasion of Ukraine should act as a blueprint for addressing mass human rights violations, according to an annual report released by Amnesty International on Tuesday. Henry Ridgewell reports from London.
Amnesty International says Russia's invasion of Ukraine in February 2022 unleashed military destruction on a people and country at peace. Russia denies committing atrocities or targeting civilians in Ukraine, despite widespread evidence. In its annual report released Tuesday, Amnesty says the international response to the invasion exposed the double standards of many countries that condemned Russia but failed to act on other human rights crises. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
A U.S. federal judge reportedly has ruled Vice President Mike Pence, former Vice President Mike Pence, must testify in a criminal investigation involving former President Donald Trump. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
Pence was subpoenaed by a special counsel investigating efforts by former President Trump and his allies to overturn the 2020 election results. But sources say Pence will not have to testify about his actions on January 6th. That's the day when a violent mob of Trump's supporters stormed the Capitol building as Pence was presiding over a joint session of Congress to certify the vote. Pence argued that because he was serving in his capacity as president of the Senate that day, he was protected from being forced to testify. Mike Hemp in Washington.
Prince Harry has returned to a London court for a second day of hearings to see if the phone hacking lawsuit he brought with Elton John and other celebrities can withstand a challenge from the publisher of the Daily Mail. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The lawsuit alleges the company, which publishes the Daily Mail and the Mail on Sunday, commissioned breaking and entry into private property and engaged in other unlawful acts that invaded the privacy of the famous plaintiffs, which besides the Prince include actresses Liz Hurley and Sadie Frost and John's husband David Furnish. Associated Newspapers denies the allegations and is seeking to throw out the case, arguing that the claims are too old and rely on information they turned over in confidentiality from an earlier probe. Charles de Ledesma, London.
The World Health Organization said Tuesday it's no longer recommending additional COVID-19 vaccine boosters for regular medium-risk adults, saying the benefit was marginal for such people who have already received their primary vaccination course in one booster dose. There's no risk in having further jabs. I'm Joe Ramsey.